Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Amen. Well, we're glad that you're tuned back in with us today, and we're thankful, amen, to be saved by the grace of God. And I've got a song for you. I believe it's going to be a blessing. The title of this song is Made by Mercy. My family's coming around. They're going to be singing for us. And then we're going to get into the message that we began yesterday about the truth concerning hell. Jesus told us of this place called hell. H.A. Ironside, one of my favorite commentators, he said this. He, talking about Jesus, who related this incident, was the tenderest, gentlest, most gracious man who ever trod this earth. Certainly he never would have attempted to portray human suffering beyond the grave unless he knew and wished to impress upon his hearers the awfulness of living and dying without God. Do you know what it's going to be like to live and to die without God? Think about that. If he's not part of your current state, can you imagine him not being a part of your eternal state? How awful that would be. Friend, why would Jesus, who came from heaven, And why would Jesus tell us more about this place called hell than he would tell us about the place he came from if he didn't want you to know the truth about hell? There's something that you need to know this morning. Go to John chapter 14. Brother Rick, man, I'm telling you, he's just on it, man. I'm telling you, he's on it. He read this morning. Let not your heart be troubled, the Bible says. If you're not there, I'm just kind of grab it real quickly. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, I want you to take your pen, okay, right here. Right here, just take your pen. I want you to underline this next phrase. Just underline, circle this next phrase. You need to know this. Jesus, these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? So I want you to underline and circle this section in your Bible. If it were not so, I would have told you. Can I ask you a question? How come nobody has a problem with heaven? Jesus said, if it were not, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Why does people... But the same Jesus, look here, the same Jesus that told us about heaven is the same Jesus that also told us about hell. Why can't we believe what he said on heaven and not believe what he said on hell? I mean, that people have so much trouble placing their trust in what Jesus said about hell, but they're okay with what he said about heaven. I have no place where people are arguing whether there's a heaven or whether there's not a heaven. I mean, other than the skeptics, other than the agnostic, other than all those men, the atheists, all of those people, the atheistic view, they're going to come and they're going to always say that there's no place. But what I'm talking about is people who are arguing whether there's a hell or not and what that hell is actually like in eternity. The book of Job tells us this. And we believe that the book of Job is one of the oldest books of our Bible. And he said this, he presents us with a question found in Job chapter 14, verse number 10. Now, this is not the one, y'all know I always quote that question concerning man, the afterlife. That's not what I'm talking about. Now, notice this. The question that Job says in chapter 14, verse 10, but man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost. Notice this question. And where is he? And where is he? The question that Job asked when a man dies, where is he? Now man, I'm going to ask you this question. Where will you be when you die? There's not a single family, there's not a single person in this room this morning that will argue that death is a real thing. The question is, after death, where will you be? Job also asked the question, if a man dies, shall he live again? Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something just as real as you and I are standing here right now, sitting here, amen, just as real. Where there is an afterlife, amen, a life after death. Listen, what I'm talking about is the experience of when you cross from this world to the next world, there is an eternal life, amen. Every single one of us is going to experience it. Every single one of the folks that walked before you, grandma, mom and dad, I mean aunt and uncles, all of those cousins. Listen, everybody who has crossed on to the other side has experienced either a life in heaven or a life in hell. There is life after death. Some have denied the existence of hell. Yet God declares, isn't it amazing? God declares that this place is a real place. Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God. Of the 162 references of hell in the New Testament, 70 of those references come from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. 70 of the 162. I'm talking about the entirety of the Bible. You've got Jesus Christ telling you 70 times that there is a place called hell. Now, would you think, in your soul, smart, intelligent, correct mind, that Jesus was trying to tell you something? Can I ask you a question? If you was to take hell away, what would Jesus be saving you from? If you take away the place of eternal punishment, why would there be a need to run to a Savior? If everybody got to go to heaven, something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that view. Something's wrong with that mentality. And as we look about the truth about hell this morning, I want you to look at a particular subject, a particular man, a certain man that the Bible seems to declare to us. Go to Luke chapter 16. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Amen. Go to Luke chapter 16. You're about to hear about a person who is currently experiencing the flames of hell. If you was at war, and you, let's say that you wanted to know about, Brother Kevin, let's say that you were researching World War II. Would you rather have a person who was currently, or a person who was active in duty while in World War II, or would you trust somebody who was sitting in an office writing about World War II? So what I'm trying to tell you is, I think that I would a whole lot rather trust an individual who has an eyewitness account of what this place that we're talking about this morning actually is like versus a whole bunch of skeptics and a whole bunch of people that sit behind a computer writing whatever they want to write and giving their philosophical view about this place called it. Can y'all just trust what a man in hell says? I want you to know, first of all, this morning, the declaration of a certain man who is currently in hell this morning. Look at verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Do you see the very first two words in this verse? There was. You say, what does that mean, preacher? Well, isn't that interesting? Was there or was there not a man? The Bible said there was a man, but was there or was there not a man? Now, I mean, if the Lord Jesus said it, I'm going to have to trust him and say, yep, there was a man. But that's interesting, though. I find it interesting that Jesus definitely declared that there was a man. And I believe this. Some have said, well, this is just a parable. Really? Did Jesus tell you that it was a parable? He said this. There was a certain man. A certain rich man. The Bible said this. And that's, listen, this is why that I believe that it's not a parable. It's because Jesus said there was a man. Amen? And so, man, when Jesus declared there was a man, I believe that, honestly, today I believe this is not a parable because Jesus says that there was a certain rich man. Amen? He knew this person. The rich man who was spoken about in this passage is still in hell this morning and untold millions with him. And so Christ not only declared this man's existence, but he also declared this man's position. For he said this, he said he was a certain rich man. Notice the word was in this sentence as well. Brother Eddie, if I was to say Eddie Youngblood was rich, that means this. That's past tense. There was a time when he was rich. If I did it this way, Eddie Youngblood is rich. That means he currently is rich, amen. But the text says there was a certain rich man, was a certain rich man. That means that he's no longer rich, amen. And this man no longer is walking in existence. There was. Can I tell you they ain't no rich people in hell? Can I tell you they ain't no poor folk in hell? Can I tell you this morning, listen to me, that when he died, he lost all of his goods. He lost all of his riches, and he died and he went to hell. There's no rich in hell. In this life, he was rich, but then in his eternity, he was just like everybody else. We find him in the opening statements of this story. The certain rich man seems to be absolutely needless. The Bible said he fared sumptuously every day. Y'all see me? Clothed himself in purple and fine linen and all of those things. He didn't have a need in the world. He was rich. He had everything he wanted. If he needed it, he'd go buy it. Amen. And then there seems to be, though, he didn't need God. He didn't need assistance. He didn't need nobody's help. He was on the hill. Amen. He had everything he ever wanted, right? But notice this. He needed friends. He didn't need neighbors. He didn't need nothing else. But there is not a care in the world seemed to be riding upon this rich man. He has got everything. He's high and got the money. Got all those things. But then there is a need found in this chapter 16 as well. And the need that this rich man overlooked. This need was overlooked by the rich man. We find that, man, this rich man seems to overlook a beggar. I want you to remember this, the question that Job presented. If a man dies, where is he? Have you ever considered the fact that the book of Luke never gives us this man's name? He doesn't have a name. He's just a certain rich man. He does not have a name. We don't find out what his name is. That's interesting, isn't it? But I also believe this. I believe it's a clue to what happens after death for those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.